You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Thursday, September 1st, 2005. Katrina continues to dominate the news, and much of my thought, I actually have to admit, I'm constantly thinking about it, and the people who are down there and the devastation they're going through, and it's just, it's sad. It's very sad. And I also think that the government's response to the devastation is simply embarrassing. I hesitate to say that I'm embarrassed to be an American, but I won't say that, but I think that the government's response is just way too slow. And I think about how quickly they can set up housing and facilities for the military when they go to Iraq. I mean, they set up that in just a matter of days. And why can't they... I mean, this is in their own country. They don't even have to fly over there. It's right here. They should have been in there 2 days ago with facilities and everything. The way the FEMA director is talking, he's like, oh, I'm satisfied with the response and how it's going and crap. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Have you even turned on your television? Look at the people. They are constantly without water and food, and it's embarrassing. The richest country in the world, and we cannot provide basics for 20,000 people. Well, I'm thinking of the Superdome, but there's a lot more than that. They say, like, Bush was on Good Morning America talking to Diane Sawyer, and he says, it's on the way. Well, how long is it going to take to get there? The military has tons of helicopters. They could certainly load up helicopters and drop water and food in right onto the grounds of the Superdome. I mean, it's just very sad. And I hope that something is done soon, because these people are just devastated. There's nothing... I mean, they showed this one lady who was a nurse, and she had a patient, and she was evacuated to the Superdome, and she is trying to care for all these people, and she has no supplies, nothing, and she's just totally frustrated. I mean, there's story after story after story, and it's like, isn't anyone watching? Isn't anyone seeing all this footage? Isn't anyone in the government doing anything? They keep saying it's on the way, it's on the way. Well, where the hell is it? Why is it taking 4 days? Nothing has happened yet. I did see that parts of Mississippi were getting cases of bottled water, but that's from their own state. That's not from the government. The conditions are despicable. It's very sad, and I really hope that the government gets on the ball and does something soon, because it's embarrassing. I don't know. I really do have to stop thinking about it, but there are other things, you know, that are good things. Like I think the hardest working part of the government right now is the Coast Guard. They've been plucking people off their roofs for 4 days, and they've rescued like 3,000 people. I mean, they seem to be the hardest working. And another thing that I was, you know, like a little something that makes me feel good is that I got an email from my father. And he was concerned about my boyfriend's family. He wrote me an email saying, I know you guys were just here visiting, and I told my father that his family's from New Orleans and so forth. And my father was concerned enough to email me to make sure that the boyfriend's family is okay. And I wrote him back and told him that all the ones he's heard from are okay. And then today I got a phone call from my mother asking me the same thing. She said, I know your boyfriend's family is in New Orleans. What's the situation? Are they okay? Are they alive? And all of that. And I thought that was very, very loving of my parents to be concerned about my boyfriend's family. I mean, that's nice of them. You know, there are other things to talk about, I guess, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm constantly watching the news and footage of of what's going on in New Orleans and Mississippi coast, and it's just, it's very, it's overwhelming, and it's, you know, it's saddening. And I know I've said that for like 4 days in a row now, and I'm sorry, I know I keep talking about Katrina, but it's actually having a really huge effect on me, and I know that it's having the effect on other people too. And as I've said the last couple of days, please donate to the Red Cross, because they can certainly use the money. And I did hear that there's going to be like 3 different concerts this weekend to help raise money for it. And it seems like there's a good number of corporations stepping up to the plate and offering like $33 million in aid and stuff. So that's a good thing. And I'm sure there'll be, within the next couple of days, there'll be, you know, millions and millions of dollars pouring in. But, and the money is great, but those people need water and food right now. So, I mean, I'm not saying don't donate. Please do donate. I mean, I feel bad that I was only able to donate a measly $20, but at least I did. But anyway, I was saying that I keep watching all this footage, and, you know, you, at some point you just have to stop, because you, I've done my little bit by donating some money, and I'm sure I could send some clothes. I mean, I don't know what else I can do, but you have to stop thinking about it. So I said, you know, I'm going to watch a couple shows that I recorded on the DVR and try to, you know, get my mind away from the hurricane disaster stuff. So I did watch Kathy Griffin's My Life on the D-List, and that was certainly a good diversion from all the thoughts of the hurricane, because Kathy Griffin, well, is hilarious for one, and I don't know why she considers herself on the D-List. I don't know if I've talked about this before or not, but the show's actually coming to an end. Next week is the finale. If you haven't checked it out, of course, Bravo plays it over and over again, so you can catch up on all the different episodes. But she is hilarious, and she's got a house like an A-list celebrity. She does. It's funny because she says, I do every little talk show and every little award show and every little movie and everything that she can do just because she needs the money. But I bet she's pretty well off. If you haven't catched that show, you should, because she actually cracks me up, and I was having a good laugh this afternoon while watching that show, and it definitely took me away from the hurricane footage for a while. And of course, Big Brother's on tonight, and I know that the other day I totally got the details wrong. It wasn't Bo who was the head of household, it was April, and she put up I can't even remember because my mind has been on other things. She had Janelle and Howie up there. And then on Tuesday night, she took Janelle off and put James up there. And I believe she's going to backdoor James out tonight. So we'll have to see if James gets kicked out tonight. Of course, by the time you're listening to this, it will already have happened and you'll already know. I'm kind of hoping that James is able to talk to people and convince them to not vote for him and get rid of Howie. I mean, granted, I don't want to get rid of Howie either, but one of them has to go. And I'd prefer to keep James in there just because I think he's hot. I don't like his politics, but I think he's hot. I wonder, Nesta, here's a good question. I wonder if the people in the Big Brother house know anything about this hurricane. Maybe that'll be on tonight's show. I don't know. Because I remember back when in 9/11, well, in 2001 when 9/11 happened, they didn't tell the people in the house for like 2 days, and then they finally told them because one of the girls in the house, she had a relative who died in the World Trade Center. So I wonder if they're telling them about the hurricane. I don't know where they're all. I don't remember where they are all from. So I don't know if they have relatives or friends or anything down there. But maybe tonight they'll talk about the hurricane and let the people know. Two interesting things happened today I was going to talk about was I went to lunch with some girls from work today, and we went to Panera Bread, and I love Panera Bread. They have great sandwiches and stuff. And I was sitting at the booth, and these girls don't know I'm gay, so I was trying not to be so obvious by looking at all the hot guys. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but a lot of hot guys go to eat lunch at Panera. And we were sitting in a booth that was right next to like the line where you pick up your food and stuff. So I was, like, constantly turning my head and looking at these guys, Because they were gorgeous. Of course, it was lunchtime, and this is near a business district, so there was lots of guys coming in all nicely dressed up for work, and they were hot, hot, hot. And I was trying not to be obvious, but it figures. It's like I go to lunch with people and see hot guys, and I can't, like, dish the dirt with them, or, you know, say, ooh, isn't he hot and stuff. But lunch was fun anyway, but I was staring at the guys. And, you know, staring is fine. I can admire a hot guy, and the boyfriend doesn't get upset, I don't think. But, you know, of course you can admire a hot guy. The girls at lunch were not even looking at the guys, so I don't know. I don't know what that means. But there was one guy who was like two tables over who I could see, and he was kind of hot. And I thought he was looking at me. I mean, actually, he was consistently looking at me, and I thought he was looking right at me, but turns out he was actually looking at, waiting for, I guess, someone to come and join him at lunch, because another guy came and sat down after a little while. So, he wasn't looking at me, which is fine. Anyway, so Panera Bread is a hot place to look at guys. And they have a wireless connection. Not that I didn't take my laptop with me, but I've been to Panera before with my laptop and used their wireless connection. The other thing I thought was interesting today, I picked up my mail, and in my mail was this big magazine. I'm like, I don't get magazines. The only magazine I get is Macworld, and I know it wasn't time for the Macworld magazine. I, of course, looked at it, and it's Men's Journal. I think it's like part of like Men's Health, but it's called Men's Journal, and it's a, I guess, an introductory issue or copy of, I don't know why they sent it to me, because I don't know how I would get on that kind of list. I don't work out, I don't go to gym, I don't do anything, and I certainly don't get any other magazines, so I don't know why they would send me this magazine called Men's Journal. And it says, live the adventurous life. And like, I don't do anything like that. I don't like go hiking or anything. And they have Brett Favre on the cover. And it says, his 10 secrets of success can help you. Yeah, right. And I looked through the magazine, and, you know, actually, I wouldn't doubt if it's a gay man's magazine, although I know it's not. But, of course, it's filled with gorgeous guys and all the different adventurous activities and hot clothes and stuff. So, I mean, they say, you know, send this card back and you'll get 3 more free issues. Well, I have no interest in it whatsoever. I just wonder how I got on their list. Like, where did I give my address to get on their list? I don't know. And I doubt I'll read any of the articles. I was just looking at the pictures, you know, because I'm a retard and I can't read. I'm kidding. Of course I can read. But, yeah. So I don't know how I got on that list. Now, of course, you know, back to the Katrina issue. I don't know about in your area, but here, the price of gas jumped 50 cents in less than 24 hours. We were averaging around 260, I guess, or so. And today on my way back from lunch, I saw that a gas station had $3.09 for a gallon of gas. You know, I've been playing with the idea or thinking of getting a new car simply because of this fucking gas, the gas prices. I can't afford to keep filling up my tank. I know I shouldn't be driving an SUV. Well, again, I'm going to remind you, I have a small SUV. I drive the Ford Escape. It's a 6-cylinder, yes. It gets about 18 miles to the gallon, and that's probably better than, I know it's better than most of those big SUVs, and I don't consider mine a big SUV. But 18 miles a gallon is just simply not enough. And I know I said before that when I bought my SUV, the price of gas was like $1.25, so I could afford it then. But now it's costing like $35 to $40 to fill up, depending on how empty I let the tank get. And that would be like, you know, $160 a month just in gas. I can't afford that. So, you know, I have to think of something, either, you know, stop driving, stop going places, or get a cheaper car. But then, of course, I'm thinking, if I get a cheaper car, then I'm going to have a car payment, because right now my you know, my got my SUV in 2002 and paid it off. So it's like I don't have a car payment, and the I don't know about your where you live, but we have personal property tax, and the personal property tax has gotten low enough that I can afford it. I kept my before this I had a truck, and I had had it for 7 years before I bought a new car, and I keep thinking, oh, I should just keep this car because I don't have a car payment, and that's like the biggest bonus. So if I were to get a new car, I would have a car payment. Yes, I'd have lower gas bills, but the car payment will be much more than the gas bills. So, you know, you have to think, is it really worth it? Just keep the car and try to afford the gas payment? I mean, the gas? I don't know. And I keep thinking that I'm going to get, a hybrid. And I've done all the searches on the internet. And I don't like any of the hybrids. I don't like the way they look. Man, they get great gas mileage, anywhere from, I think the, well, and actually I do like the Ford Escape Hybrid, but it's so fucking expensive. With all the options I want, it's like $30,000, well, like $33,000, and I can't afford that. But, and then I looked at the Toyota Prius, and that's a great car. It gets the best gas mileage, but it's so ugly. It's a fucking ugly car. Why can't they make a nice-looking car that gets good gas mileage? I don't know. I'm thinking too much, I think. So, I probably won't get a new car. I'm sure I'll just hold on to this one because it's in great shape. I actually do get decent highway mileage. I think it actually gets about 24-25 miles on the highway. So if I'm driving anywhere on the highway, I get good gas mileage. But just around town, driving, you know, here and there, the gas mileage sucks. And that's not good. So anyway. I don't know. Oh, there was something else I was going to talk about, and I can't think of it. I can say it seems like the podcasters have finally gotten on to the Katrina thing. I know I've been talking about it all this week. But I listened to shows today, and everybody mentioned something about the hurricane. So they've finally gotten on board. And on QPotter, they have posted things. You know, I think Scott Mendo made a donate to the Red Cross thing. And I heard that the Red Cross, their website has been overwhelmed. So Yahoo took over and set up a pay thing. And actually, you can also donate on the Apple webpage too. They have a separate donation button, and I know that it doesn't go right. When you click on the button, it doesn't go to the Red Cross website. It goes to the Apple Store, I believe. In any case, I don't know, and I don't know what's going on this weekend. I don't know if the boyfriend's going to be in the mood to do anything. We actually had some plans to go to a jazz festival or a jazz wine event at a winery, but I don't know if he's going to be in the mood to do that. I need to talk to him and find out. I do know, though, that I will not be doing a show Friday. And I'm thinking that I might even take... Well, I'm not doing it Friday because I'm not going to have time. Tomorrow I have way too much on my plate as it is, so I will not be doing a show tomorrow. And I'm thinking I'm going to take Monday off since it's Labor Day. I'm not going to do a show on Monday, so I won't be back until Tuesday, and I'm hoping that over this 3-day weekend, I will be able to record some audio to make up some shows. And I don't have any more PodSafe music to play. I'm all done with all the songs I got from Monday Machuru and from Robin Stone, so I need to get some more music. I know I'm part of that PodSafe Music Network, but I find their site a little confusing, and I don't want to do like searches for the music. I'd rather have people send me their music like I've, you know, been doing with DJ Come of Age. So yeah, so what was I saying? Oh yeah, I'm not going to have a show tomorrow, Friday, and one not on Monday. So you're going to have 4 days off from Archer Radio: Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You won't hear from me again. Well, I might post a show late Monday, but it would be for Tuesday, so, yeah, and actually, starting next week, I'm going to be busy as hell, So I have no idea what the shows are going to be like. And I'm sorry. I know you guys hate that burping, but I couldn't help that one. Yeah, I think that's all. So I'm sorry this has been... I know that this week has been a very down week in terms of my talking, because I've been talking all about Katrina, but it has affected me, and I think people know that, and I just keep talking about it because, like, today, I need to really stop talking about it, but they were showing dead bodies covered with sheets, and people had just left... Somebody just left their grandmother in a wheelchair at the Superdome and just put a note in her hand. Well, actually, I don't even know if the family left her. I don't know who left her. But the poor thing was just sitting there next to one of the entrances with a blanket over her head. And I just felt, oh, God, that's so sad. Oh. So, anyway, I'll just say one more time, donate. Now, I haven't been talking about voting for me on Podcast Alley, but I've actually totally forgotten about Podcast Alley because I've had other things going on and I haven't really even been thinking about it. But of course, I heard all the podcasters today whoring out for votes. Don't vote for me. I'm going to let the Podcast Alley thing die. I don't really care about it. So vote for your other favorite shows. I mean, actually, do something else. You know, send something to the Red Cross or whatever, but... You know, so avoid Podcast Alley for me, but you can do it for other shows. All right, this is enough for today. I know I tried to stop this like three times. It sounds like there was like two shows I was listening to today that they tried to stop their show like three times and they never actually got. Well, they obviously did stop it, but they were like me. They're like dragging it on. I'm gonna stop now. So, thank you for listening. Sorry for the content being so Katrina driven, and hopefully next week we'll come back to some different topics of discussion. Have a great weekend. Remember, no show on Friday or Monday. And until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.